Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. Thanks to a helpful tip from a CICK News listener, we're sharing what we know about the Esso gas station on Highway 16 in Smithers' contaminated fuel that was sold last week. We spoke to two different mechanic shops in town who fixed the issue of water in fuel tanks on a number of vehicles. Water in your fuel tank would cause your engine light to go on and in some cases for your car to shut down. Many people have come forward on a Facebook group called Smithers Customer Service Review to share their stories of vehicle breakdowns or relying on friends, family, and tow truck drivers to bail them out of trouble. But Scott Groves, the fixed operations manager at Smithers General Motors dealer Coast Mountain GM, spoke to CICK News to shed light on the costs and damages of water to your fuel tank. Here's Scott.
Well, fortunately right now, it's not that cold. The biggest issue with a gasoline engine is going to be performance of the engine and how it runs. It's a matter of just removing most of the contaminated fuel from the system and running your vehicle. Now, if something was to have filled up and sat for a little while and got parked, then definitely probably be seeing some frozen fuel lines. But for 98% of the people that it's going to have happened to, once the water's out and the car's running on a gasoline engine, there really shouldn't be any long-term adverse effects. We had approximately, I think, four of our own vehicles that were affected. And I think we've dealt with seven different customer vehicles.
And have you received any word? Like, I mean, I'm just wondering, as a business instead of individuals, have you received any word from 7-Eleven or Esso about how repairs to vehicles and costs for tows would be reimbursed?
No, we haven't had anything communicated to us at this time yet. We did make one attempt, but, you know, dealing with a large company like that, I would expect it's probably going to take a few days still. I do see, in the last couple of days, the pumps have been closed over there. So they're probably aware that they have a problem.
What is the effect if there's water in a fuel tank? What's the effect on a vehicle?
Well, I mean, there was quite a few people looking at social media that had some drivability concerns where their car's engine light came on or, you know, that wasn't running quite correctly. If they're still using them, they should use some gas line antifreeze in the system to help mitigate the water and remove the water from the system. And that'd be the first thing I'd recommend to anybody.
The Insurance Corporation of British Columbia, or ICBC, who insures BC drivers, could not give an official comment but said that ICBC does not cover aftermarket product damage to vehicles. Some affected drivers have been vocal on the Smithers Customer Service Review's Facebook group, like Northern Health's community health worker, Sarah Payne.
I am Sarah Payne, a resident of Smithers, BC.
Okay, so I noticed that you had a comment on Consumer Review Services about, obviously, in this situation. So I guess, can you tell me your experience with this then?
So I filled up at Esso on Friday afternoon. I just got my receipt out of my car. It was at 2:40 or 2:55. And about 20 minutes after filling up, my car shuttered and then my check engine light went on. I was able to turn my car off and turn it back on. But yeah, so the check engine light, and it's a 2020 Equinox, no issues. And so I made the mistake of driving it all the way to Telqua, and then got on Facebook and saw someone else's post about bad gas at Esso. And so, yeah, I just didn't turn it back on. And luckily, my friend was awesome and she drove back and forth. But yeah.
Sarah told CICK News that she contacted Esso's head office in Surrey to file a complaint, but said that her reimbursement bill is still a stress she doesn't need.
My family, my mom and dad, really are supportive of me. So I've been able to pay for this. There are people who do not have that luxury and who do not have that privilege. I'm very privileged in that.
CICK News made numerous calls to Esso's media office for an official statement, as well as to Mark Vella, the National Fuels Manager for Esso Canada, both of which have not been returned. We asked the manager and assistant managers of the Smithers Esso gas station to address the issue regarding the timeline of the pumps being open when they were alerted that water was in the fuel tank, but they also refused comment. We will be following up on this story once we receive an official statement from Esso head office.
Thanks again for tuning in to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, Contact us at CSKNews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CSK News. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at skinastrong.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks again to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters. I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.